no rose-colored glasses for the long-term outlook on commercial real estate. We talked to Andy Friedlander of Colliers International earlier this year, who cautioned not to be too optimistic about a quick turnaround. He said he was more of a realist than a pessimist, and while we have yet to see the full effects of the health and economic crisis, the headlines of growing retail bankruptcies as things stretch out signal tougher times ahead.
Landlords have mortgages to pay. They have no choice but to sue. They can't just say, I forgive you, especially with companies that have the ability to borrow money. We're getting requests from major tenants, national tenants, on small properties. I won't mention the names because it's really not public, but major tenants saying, I'm not paying the rent for the next 6 months. And that's unacceptable. They have the ability to pay, unlike small mom and pops who run cash flow for every day. But people are taking advantage of it, even though they have the ability and they have the funds.
Yeah, I think in the case of Simon Malls and Gap and Banana Republic, you know, they're just saying they never opened their doors, and so they're not paying rent. And Ala Moana, I think Banana Republic isn't opening its doors, and that's a pretty large store there.
It's across the board. But Catherine, my concern long-term is for employees. I'm worried about our people here in Hawaii and what's going to happen. I'm not sure there is an answer. And when tourism does return, how much of it will be back? Let's say that there's a vaccine developed later this year or next year. How many years before will it take for people to get vaccinated? I think it's 2022 before anything really turns around.
Well, what are you looking for, let's say, on the commercial real estate end?
The office market is a real question mark. Like you, I'm an avid reader, only my reading is almost entirely on commercial real estate. And many companies are saying, we're happy with our employees working at home. But most employees can't work at home full time. They lose contact with the company. The company can't really hire because of culture. How do you run a company in the long run without interfacing every day? So I think things are going to change. There'll probably be people working 2 days a week from home, and the other people will work 3 days a week from home, and there'll be switch-offs. But the office space themselves will have to expand or not diminish. They'll just have to remodel for social distancing considerations. Many companies were taking less and less space and cramming more and more people in, and now they have to remodel those spaces to provide space, distance.
I guess the one thing, you know, that is interesting is as you look at the class of office properties around town, you know, the ABC. And so I don't know. I mean, are there going to be nicer properties at a cheaper rate?
That's what has happened in the past. Yes. The Class A properties have gone taken from the B and C properties. They'll move up with the lower rates available. Right now, many buildings on the mainland are reconsidering large office buildings because if you only want two or three people in an elevator at one time at 8 o'clock in the morning, how are you moving thousands of people up and down the elevators?
Yeah, so it's really rethinking the workday.
That's right. So you may be coming in later or earlier in the morning to stagger work times.
What about with our malls? Because the headlines across the country is you've got these malls that are just shutting down. There was one in Northern California. Just, you know, they lost their anchors and it's just not profitable to stay open and operate as a mall.
Correct. Malls, enclosed malls have a bigger problem because people don't want to go into enclosed malls. Most of the malls in Hawaii are open. Ala Moana basically is an open mall. So people will park and walk to the store they're going to and get out. And many stores today are saying, come and order and we'll deliver it out to your car, whatever it is.
There was a time here in Hawaii where it's just like everywhere you look, there was some new shopping mall coming up.
The strip malls will continue to do better when business returns. And you know what online shopping is doing. So I was watching CNBC the other morning. The host was interviewing four people and asked them, do you use Amazon? And if you do, how often? And people were saying anywhere from 2 to 5 times a week they order on Amazon.
And what about the situation with the large malls, you know, because they're owned by REITs? What do you think is going to happen? You know, if you've got your Ala Moana shopping centers.
Well, it's not just the shopping centers, it's the hotels that the REITs own, including the Hilton Hawaiian Village was transferred from regular ownership into a REIT. So they don't pay taxes when they transfer any longer. They don't pay income taxes. And they say, well, we pay real property taxes, but they don't. Their tenants pay the real property taxes in CAM charges. It's passed on to the tenants. So the REITs pay the REITs pay zero taxes to us. That's a huge amount of money we're losing annually in the state of Hawaii. Yet when it came up to the legislature, the lobbyists for the REITs just took care of it and killed it.
So you think that maybe now that they're going to rethink that, like the landscape has changed?
I don't know. Lobbyists are very powerful, aren't they?
What's in the cards, you think, for industrial properties?
Industrial properties are the one area that will continue to remain strong. The industrial needs, people are supplying or bringing in supplies, and they need places to store them. So it's a very different dynamic for industrial.
Didn't I just see a headline that Amazon just bought some property here on Oahu?
Yes, that's correct. They bought a large acreage on Sand Island Access Road, fee simple from Servco. And the interesting thing is it does not affect Servco's automobile industry at all, because it's only where they were basically storing vehicles, and they can store vehicles elsewhere.
But the fact that it's Amazon now cementing some property here.
Yes.
Do you think that there's going to be a need for more industrial, and is anyone going to be, you know, building out any more properties?
There are very large industrial facilities under construction right now, huge industrial facilities. So, yes, that is happening as we speak.
What, here on Oahu or on neighbor islands?
On Oahu.
What about the neighbor islands?
Very little. Not much going on there. Again, the population is so much smaller that they don't have the same need.
Most of the action will be here on Oahu.
That's correct. The concern is young brothers, though, continuing to make their trips.
Anything else that you think as we move into the second part of the year and the last two quarters?
I think it's going to be much of what we're experiencing this quarter right now. It's going to be very slow. I don't see recovery. If the governor opened things tomorrow without any restrictions, we still would not be full. It's not going to come back anytime soon. Shopping centers on the mainland, many of the shopping centers on the mainland where they have large parking fields, they're converting that to drive-in theaters. There's a big company on the mainland who's doing that right now at night, because those shopping centers, as you mentioned earlier, are empty. So they put up screens, and you could have the drive-in theaters, people come in, and you could tune it into their radio. They don't need adjustments in the car anymore. So things are changing. Everybody's looking for new opportunities, and people will develop them.
That was Colliers International Andy Friedlander talking about the commercial landscape as we move into the second half of 2020.